This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
No longer on the border, but I can kind of see it from here. Flew out of Del Rio, Texas this morning at the crack of dawn. Actually, it was still pretty dark. And headed up to Dallas and then hopping a plane after the show today to head back to Fargo so I can watch the UND hockey team on its trek to raise, are you ready, a ninth NCAA championship banner. I've got a feeling in my bones about this team. I think you're going to get her done, Kevin. We have a show today where we're going to reserve as much of the real estate as we possibly can for the fine listeners of this program. I think we have the beginning of a good idea on how to go about addressing the situation at the border. I want to run that by you and see what you think. And if that will maybe do the trick, I've been texting all morning with Kevin, with Carl Rove, and Carl is just like digging his heels in of how stupid it is for the state or any other non-federal entity to think they should lift a finger on securing the border. And I can't understand that for the life of me, because I don't care who pays for it. I don't care who's, you know, got this pot of money or this jurisdiction or anything. I'm just saying, fix the problem. Secure the border so you can save America. Because, again, just walk in my shoes over the last couple of days, okay? I'm in McAllen, Texas. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I head to Dallas for some meetings there, and then I go down to Del Rio, Texas. I'm in Del Rio Tuesday night, Wednesday, and came back early this morning. So, really, 2 days on each end of the state along the border. In McAllen, what do I see? A airport full. Again, McAllen's not a huge place, but probably 6-8 gates in the little ring I was in. And of the 6-8 gates, there was 100 or more people that had been brought there by Customs and Border Patrol, given a plane ticket, given, they call them vulture packs. Google that for me, Kev. I don't know what a vulture pack is.
Okay. But they, vulture? Yeah, like, is it like the bird vulture? Or vulture?
Yeah, I guess so. It's called a... I heard vulture pack. Maybe it was voucher pack. I don't know. But I didn't know what a vulture pack meant, and I guess a voucher pack would be pretty self-explanatory. But they hand them this pack, and it has, like, checks you would get when you go to the bank and open up a new account. And the checks, Tommy Fisher saw this when he flew out a couple of hours after me. I only saw these individuals getting their plane tickets, Customs and Border Patrol bringing them to the fast track lane, same place the pilots and flight attendants go, and they would be processed through. Now, they don't have a driver's license. They don't have a passport like I do. They have tickets that have been bought for them and no ID saying they are who they say they are. It was mostly young women. It was children, most of these young women, and it was some, I would say, 17, 18, 19, maybe 22, 23-year-old males. But probably three-quarters women and children and one-quarter young males. And the individuals I encountered were all from Honduras and talked about how they got up here. Customs and Border Patrol people I talked to said, we bring them to the airport, we get them a ticket, we get them a vulture pack, whatever, that has checks. And if you go like the little... You know, where you buy a newspaper and you, get a cup of coffee or whatever. They could use them all throughout the airport, and they were taking them like they see them all day long. Okay, that's one experience in McAllen.
It is a voucher packet. Yep, voucher packet. There's all sorts of...
You pay for the voucher packet.
Yep, I believe we do. Yep, you and I do.
Okay. Down at the border, I've talked to Customs and Border Patrol, totally defeated, totally saying there's no sense that we do anything here other than... make sure we're safe and, you know, inform people of the flows coming in. Okay, then fast forward over to Dallas for a couple of days trying to say, hey, does anybody care about this? The only people I could find to care about it were people in the oil and gas industry saying, between H.R. 1 and this influx, we might as well just pack our bags and go home right now because we're not going to have a country left. I mean, they're very worried about it, but it's sort of like they're waiting for somebody to do something. Down in Austin, they're busy trying to spend $250 billion, and they don't want any part of this. They don't return anybody's phone calls. They don't tell the sheriffs. I mean, I lived through the flood of 97. What I saw in the flood of 97 was people like Ed Schaefer and Kevin Cramer, who was head of the economic development for the state, then now the Commerce Department, they call it. You know, Ed, obviously, governor, Rosemary Murdahl, General Murray Sagsveen, General Keith, why is his name escaping me? Great adjutant general for the state, worked for Andy for a while. Just good people, all right? All down there rolling up their sleeves saying, mayors, county commissioners, city council people, how do we help you? Same thing at Fargo in 09 with the flood. Same thing with the floods in Minot. Same thing when, you know, Bismarck had its flooding issues. You just all come together and say, okay, we got a problem. How are we going to fix this? Call the National Guard, get some federal resources, pull a group of congressional delegation in to help. You know, the whole deal. There's none of that in Texas. There's none of it. And I swear what's happening is that the federal government knows full well. I mean, we can find a nose hair, from, you know, 3,000 miles into space, right? Down to, a nose hair on somebody walking on the corner of, you know, NP Avenue and Broadway downtown Fargo. Okay, that's the capability we clearly have. We know that from absolute proof, what we knew about what was happening in all these foreign countries related to our election. We have that apparatus. So somebody knows how many people are coming across the border. All I know is one radio guy saw with my own eyes, passport from Haiti, a Cuba ID card, a voting card from Colombia, a plane ticket from Colombia. I could go on and on and on. With my own eyes, half a dozen guys from Venezuela last night coming across, Newsmax down there, Daily Mail down there. Okay, I've seen all this with my own eyes. And the sheriff, we spent a good chunk of yesterday with, said, yeah, we counted 1,176 that we actually caught and gave to Customs and Border Patrol. We don't know how many they got themselves. Okay, think of that, folks. That'd be like where you go across to Lemon, South Dakota, south of, you know, Bowman there or whatever. And at that one little tiny point, you had 1,176 people come from a foreign country of South Dakota into North Dakota. You'd quickly start noticing that, right? Because it's happening in Aberdeen, and it's happening over at Rapid, and you get the idea here, right? So the numbers have to be absolutely staggering. And then you've got the President of the United States up there saying, this isn't a problem. We catch them, we send them back. No, they're not. I saw with my own eyes. They're catching them, giving plane tickets, and sending them wherever they want to go. So here's the deal. The federal government's not going to fix this. They're enabling it. Okay? That's just a cold, hard fact. The state doesn't care. The counties can't do anything about it. They have no money. All they can do is throw their hands up and say, it is what it is, and I hope somebody notices. I think what we need is, okay, I was there this week, Kevin. You're going to have to go the week after next, and then Alice will go the week after next, and then Steve will go, and then Bougie will go, and, you know, and our little entity says we're going to do our part to at least tell this story to our audience, you know, through KFIRE and WDAY and the Flag West and East and KLTC. And patriot media people and independent, you know, media people, journalists, Rob Port, bloggers, whoever, need to cover as much of that border and just be the eyewitnesses and chronicle this story. And maybe at some point we get enough flipping, you know, smartphones down there set up with night vision or whatever, and you just actually take the pictures. You show what's happening. Because I don't think until what I saw with my own eyes is multiplied all the way across that border, you know, from the Pacific Ocean over to the Gulf Coast, I don't think you are going to fix this problem because nobody knows it's happening. The media is not covering it. They're busy talking about, hey, that guy must have killed a bunch of people because he's a Republican, conservative, whack job, and clearly he went to a supermarket just to kill people. Oh, wait a minute. The FBI knew about him? Oh, wait a minute. His family said he was playing with a gun and didn't call anybody? Oh, wait a minute. He went by 50 grocery stores to go to a kosher grocery store and has a history of, you know, being anti-Semitic? Oh, maybe that's the story. Well, that train's left the station. You can't even wrap your mind around how insane what is happening is happening. And I don't know, I really don't know what to do to try and awaken people to what this is. I know, you know, people that are paying attention care. I don't think the vast majority of America is. I think, you know, you watched Joe Biden last night on television and how, or yesterday afternoon. I don't know how you can't fear for this country and who's leading this country right now. So what do you do other than tell the story and accurately portray what is happening? And remember Dapple, obviously, there was all these quote unquote independent journalists that flew in from all over and they were all woke and they were all, you know, convinced that the water was going to be polluted and everything was hunky-dory. Why don't we put up our version of that and tell the story of what's happening to the oil and gas industry in North Dakota, targeting every city, county, and township in North Dakota from failed policies and misguided regulation, okay? Let's talk about how farmers are under attack. Let's talk about how the border is under attack. And we just keep telling the story and find as many patriot journalists who will tell the story. I don't know what else to do, but that's one idea. I want to know what yours is. Senator John Hoeven will join us from the border with Senator Cruz and Senator Cornyn coming up. Also, Colonel Alan West on the show today. Stay tuned, folks.
The University of Mary is grateful for the healthcare workers and teachers that take care of our community in times of crisis. That's why we are offering all teachers and healthcare workers a thank you scholarship valued at the tuition cost of your first class. Don't delay. Deposit by April 30th to receive your first class free. Visit online.umary.edu and use the code SCOTT to waive your application fee.
Now you can pair monster power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive trackers with the AutoCommand CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 AutoCommand tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
you by our friends at ABM. ABMnow.com, Advanced Business Methods. Tell you what, if you got any need, get your copier business, the copiers talking to each other, get them networked, get them working. ABMnow.com is the website, Advanced Business Methods. Doing it forever, not just in Fargo-Moorhead, but all over the region with the Advanced Business Methods. So ABMnow.com, Northwestern Minnesota, North Dakota. In fact, offices all over the region, West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and Dickinson. Call them at the home office, 701-282-3151. 701-282-3151. That is the number for Advanced Business Methods. Go to abmnow.com. It's What's on Your Mind. We're working on getting hooked up back with Scott Hennep. We've had really weird connection issues in Texas. And is it the conspiracy working? I don't know. But we're working on getting hooked up. Talk Radio Town Hall. We're opening the phone lines right now. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. We want to know what is on your mind regarding all that is going on at the southern border. You've seen and heard what Scott has seen and what they've done down there and how crazy that is. And, I mean, when it comes down to it, you got to just say, hey, well, you know, and we sit up here and say, oh, there we got Scotty back. Scotty's back. I'm just saying, Scotty, you know, when we're up here in North Dakota, Minnesota, going, I don't know if that's really going to really bother us. I know it's a problem down there. It's soon going to be a problem for everybody, isn't it?
Well, yeah, absolutely, and I don't think that I don't think we're saying that. Correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm ready to take some calls and find out what you think about what you're hearing. I also want to see what you think of Joe Biden's press conference. What's funny is I obviously just inundated the border and in a meeting with the sheriffs and county judges and trying to understand their perspective a little bit and hear the history and get a handle on the situation. I missed all of it. Right, I was getting news alerts here and there, but I didn't see it. Well, then I was asked to be on Grant Stitchfield's show on Newsmax last night. In fact, if you can, Kevin, up, Kev, queue up some of the clips of Biden from Newsmax last night, right before I was on, it was a good summary. That was the first I actually heard Biden's voice, but all the media coverage was how good he was doing and how great it was. I didn't see anything until, like, analysis on the nighttime shows, putting pieces of it in his own words together when it was and he's saying two different things and stumbling all over and getting stuck and losing his train of thought. And I mean, I don't know how anybody could look at that and say, no, he did pretty good, but this is the alternative universe we live in right now. You know, so I don't know how else to describe it. Here's the telephone number, 701-271-1100. As I mentioned, we have Colonel Alan West joining us. He is the chair of the Republican Party in Texas now. And he's not a big fan of the current leadership, the Republican leadership of Greg Abbott, of their lieutenant governor. You see these guys on TV and you think they're rock stars. I don't know what the deal is, but it's not a pretty situation down here. And there's a lot of paralysis by analysis that's going on.
So well, it's crazy.
Very strange situation. So here's the deal. Colonel West will be on. I'm hoping he's going to be on with Senator Cornyn and Senator Cruz. He's part of that 17-18 member delegation that is down where I was the first part of this week in McAllen. So we got a pretty good handle on that. I would love to have you critique my performance on Newsmax last night. Other than calling Grant Greg, I kind of started off on the wrong foot. I'm a big fan of Greg Kelly. I probably watch Grant Stitchfield maybe, you know, a couple nights here or there. He's very good as well. There's good shows. I feel like when I watch Newsmax now, I feel a lot like I used to when Fox first came on. Remember that, Kev? And you kind of thought, holy buckets.
Yeah.
There's actually a network for us. Do you remember that?
Yeah, absolutely. Like-minded. Wow. Imagine that.
I really feel like that's the case with the amazing and hard to put your arms around it, but there is a conservative media. Fox left us, and there's one coming back. So there's a little bit of a lifeline there, folks. Okay, so let's do this. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also call Kevin at
701-271-1100. We gotta just go with the 800 number today, bud, because we're not in KK or KFYR this morning, so we can't go to the we just go on 800-228-0550 today. One number to remember.
Okay, and then 258-0550 gets you to that same number. So either one, local or the 800 number will get you through to us and what's on your mind. And we have the first-time caller Friday going today. I thought we should maybe give away some more of those world-class MyPillow slippers. So if you're a first-time caller, whatever you want to talk about, Joe Biden last night, by the way, we've been talking about this for a long time, but the big story in North Dakota was the fact that we have a buyer for Coal Creek Station. How does that make us feel right now? It's not done, but they're negotiating. It's one entity. I have heard enough to believe that as an entity with long, strong roots in North Dakota, I don't know about you, but that'll be improvement in and of itself. No longer a Minnesota co-op that is the owner, the proprietor, the operator of Coal Creek Station, but a North Dakota company. So Coal Creek Station, owned by Great River Energy today, in negotiations with a North Dakota entity for the purchase of that, which would mean it remains open. And that way, North American Coal could continue to operate the Falkirk mine. 500 employees there, 200-300 at the plant. That is the best news we've had in a long, long time, especially because once that box is checked, then some other great things will happen. So I happen to think that's a really good thing. And then the press conference and, of course, the border battle, whatever you want to talk about. Texter says, thank you, Scott, for the work you're doing with your upcoming Senator Hoeven interview. He'll talk about the Coal Creek Station sale, which he should see as a huge win. But please try and get him to talk about election integrity, Biden's border bungle. Is it trending yet, Kev? Because that's our favorite phrase.
I like it. Not yet, but we're working on it. Yep.
Yeah, Kevin and I came up with the hashtag Biden border bungle, and the listeners are repeating it back. Now, good sign. Good sign. How to fix the new Green Deal energy policy. And finally, Biden is obviously not fit to be president. What's he going to do? Good luck. Good luck to who? Senator Hoeven or to me? No, it says good luck, my friend. Senator Hoeven is very difficult to answer questions, but God bless you, brother. Amen. All right, thank you. And the other, another texter says, in the eyes of the political elite, including Kramer's buddy Lindsey Graham, there is no border crisis. This is exactly his plan. Flood the country with as many Democratic voters as possible, overwhelm the local social services, leading to a federal takeover of all handouts, punish and dispirit the remaining Republican voters, discouraging them to vote. A few simple steps to the socialist utopia the left has always dreamed of. How's that for some hope on Friday, huh? Lay it on me, folks. Open phone Friday on What's On Your Mind.
Attention farmers, steel prices are on the rise and Gateway Building Systems is here to help. We currently have rock solid bins in stock and you can get them at pre-steel increased prices. Gateway Building Systems is the number one rock bin dealer in the USA and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Take advantage of these rates while supplies last. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hey, Fargo Moorhead, you can stop paying rents right now. People's Home Equity Mortgage can help you get into a new home. So what are you waiting for?
You may be surprised at how much you can afford, and it might be less than you are paying in rent. Contact me, Joel Fisher, NMLS number 1552467 at 701-204-6214 at 701-204-6214 or visit us at peopleshomeequity.com. People's Home Equity, where great people deserve great advice.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Several powerful tornadoes tore through northern Alabama on Thursday, killing at least five people, injuring dozens of others, and destroying entire neighborhoods. The five confirmed fatalities were in Ohatchee, a town of about 1,200 people in the northwest corner of Alabama. On Thursday, House Consumer Protection and Commerce Subcommittee Chairwoman Jan Sakowski, the Democrat from Illinois, discussed the subcommittee's hearing with the CEOs of Facebook, Google, and Twitter, and said that the hearing's purpose was to send the message to tech companies that they're going to regulate and they're going to legislate. San Francisco 49ers defensive lineman Kevin Givens has been hit with an assault charge after he allegedly beat a man at a Maryland hotel. According to court documents, 24-year-old Givens was charged with misdemeanor second-degree assault after Hayden Bosley said he was attacked by the NFL player on February 21st at the Sheraton Hotel. Givens is due in court later next month to face the charge. USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get him on the phone. What's in your mind? Live in Dallas, Texas. After wrapping up a busy week on the border, brought to you by MyPillow. We're going to toss out some MyPillow slippers today, free for first-time callers. Not everybody's going to get them, but you knock us over, we'll give away a couple pair of slippers this hour and a couple pair of slippers next hour. And if you're a first-time caller, let us know, okay? 800-228-0550. I have a text from somebody that just received their MyPillow slippers. Just received my MyPillow slippers yesterday, Scott, and they are amazing. A little snug. I should have ordered a half size up. By the way, great shows this week. Mine were a tad snug to the slip-ons. So if you're going to do the slip-on thing, I'd go maybe a size bigger. I always try to get the slippers that's maybe a little size smaller because, you know, they kind of stretch out. I'm not sure these stretch out. But please send them back, and they will definitely send you another pair. They're very good about that. So they have a lifetime warranty and money-back guarantee, and, you know, you send it back anytime. They're great about that in MyPillow. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Tell them Scott sent you the promo code. Save you big bucks. All right, we had Jimmy in Grand Forks there, Kev. If you want to put Jimmy up, it sounds like he's a first-time caller, huh?
He is. I think it's Jeremy.
Jimmy, what's on your mind today? You're on what's on your mind? Go ahead, Jimmy.
I think it's Jeremy. Is it Jeremy?
Okay.
It's Jeremy, yep. Jeremy Olson. I got a business here, Olson Auto Repair, since 1946, three-generation repair shop, so pretty cool. But anyways, I just want to say great show. I love listening. I love listening to you guys. You're awesome. First of all, go UND tonight, big game. And then second of all, I just wanted to that press conference in Biden, I don't get it. I don't understand how they can think how he's confident. I mean, he can't even finish some sentences. What's going on here?
Well, it's clearly there's, you know, cognitive issues as being kind. I keep wondering if he has family, because I would hope if I was in any position of power and up there so obviously bereft of any kind of ability to maneuver a situation. I don't know if you saw the day before his chief of staff, Ron Klain, Kamala Harris was being announced as the new savior on the border, which is a joke. The same person that called ICE terrorist has no business now taking over securing our border because she wants anything but. But they call the press in, they make a big deal out of it, and the president turns to his chief of staff and says, like, what are we doing now? Ron, I'll turn it over to you. Kev, you can round up that audio. Folks haven't heard it. It's unbelievable. And then the chief of staff, this Ron Klain, goes, press, get out of here. Leave the room. You can't see this guy bumbling around like this, so I'm in charge now, and you need to leave.
Wow.
You can't make it up.
Here it is.
My answer is yes. My plan is to run for re-election. That's my expectation.
So is that a yes that you are running for re-election?
Look, I don't know where you guys come from, man. I've never been able to travel. I'm a great respecter of fate. I've never been able to plan 4.5, 3.5 years ahead for certain. I guess I should be flattered people are coming because I'm the nice guy. That's the reason why it's happening, that I'm a decent man or whatever it's phrased. That, you know, that's why they're coming, because no, Biden's a good guy. I'd like to think it's because I'm a nice guy, but it's not. The reason they're coming is that it's the time they can travel with the least likelihood of dying on the way because of the heat in the desert.
Wow.
That was the clip I was talking about, but that was more good stuff. There's one where he literally, you know, was told Ron, you take over, your turn here. What are we doing? Find that one if you can, Kev. But Jeremy, you're exactly right. Tell me more about your business now. You said how many years in business?
1946. My grandfather was World War II. He was an aircraft mechanic, and he came out of the war and he started us up in 1946. Yep. I am an Olson three generation mechanic. It's tough. I mean, we're surviving, but hey, I got to keep fighting for this tradition.
Why is it tough?
Mechanics is a very challenging field. There's so much you need to know about vehicles now. The electronics. I mean, it's incredible. Computers. I mean, any average car nowadays has anywhere from 10 to 20 computers on board. It's very challenging. The technology. And of course, the big corporations, of course, they want to get the little guy out. I mean, because they want to have the monopoly. So it's the small guy is really hard to keep going, you know. But you just keep going and fighting. It's so hard. I mean, it was so great. I took the business over just last January. Trump was kicking it. I mean, the economy was going awesome. I found the best helper I could ever dream of. And then, and then of course the pandemic hit. You talk about getting your knees cut off owning a business. Oh boy, it hurt, but we're fighting. We just keep fighting and keep going, you know. But, this Biden, it hurts because I don't know. I mean, he's letting the immigrants in. Does he really care about us as Americans? Really? I mean, he's more concerned about giving the immigrants. Help and whatnot. So I don't know.
Well, I guarantee he doesn't care about a red state. He doesn't care about a red state like North Dakota or South Dakota. And obviously it's catch, release, and frequent flyer miles. So this will be a North Dakota problem before long. I'm so grateful that we live where we live with people who think in a way that is just salt of the earth, God-fearing folks, carrying on traditions like you are from your grandfather of a work ethic and, our great grandparents that came here from Germany and Norway and Sweden and Finland and settled this part of the world knowing it was a tough country. It's just a rugged bunch of folks who recognize this is, America's problem at the Texas border with Mexico is every bit as much a North Dakota problem as it is anything else. Yes, we have some Texas-sized problems in North Dakota unrelated to the border, but this just adds to it. Jeremy, nice talking to you. If you hang on, Daniel's going to get your name and address next time you're through Fargo. We'll actually just get your address and we'll mail you the slippers. It'll be a little bit easier. So, we got a MyPillow set of slippers for our first time caller, Jeremy in Grand Forks. Let's go to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Mike next. Not a first time caller. Mike, what's on your mind?
I'm up here visiting. That's why I'm a first time caller. First time I've ever heard you guys. I think it's great that you went down to the border and that you're getting involved in things. I was actually down in Texas by Galveston about 10 days ago. And talk to some of the local folks down there and, have a good relationship with those guys and kind of tease them, why are you guys just sitting here taking this? Why are you not doing anything? And I think everybody's in the same boat. I know personally, I feel like my country is literally under attack by either a socialist or a communist country. I don't recognize the people who say they're my neighbors and my fellow countrymen right now. I trust all the people around me. I trust the people, that I know. But I have great concerns for the country right now. And I'm hoping Colonel West has some insight as to what we do next. In talking with the guys in Texas, the answer they gave as to why they're not doing anything is they're conservative. And the definition of conservatism is that you exhaust all peaceful options before you have to go to anything other than that. And they're just sitting there waiting for somebody to wave a magic wand, and I am too in South Dakota. Kristi Noem's an awesome governor, but we're in a position right now where this is an urban culture versus a country culture. And I've got family in Illinois. I've got family in Pennsylvania. They don't even recognize what's going on right now. And a lot of those are Democrats, you know, and I'm sitting there thinking, okay, where do we go from here? And that's a question I'd like you to ask Colonel West. And I'd like you to put out as much video as you can on what you saw, because people need to see that, and we can move that around, you know.
Yeah, and I should mention that. Just watch our social media over the weekend, because there will be a lot more up. I mean, I did thankfully get some stuff on Newsmax last night to show the ID items that I found, to give you a little mosaic just from a day of where these people are coming from. And it's not Mexico. Mexicans are pretty happy with the situation right now. They're not coming over.
Yeah.
So it's third world, you know, it's third world countries. It's the Northern Triangle, and really it's everywhere. And we have no idea. I would say probably it's safe to say the majority of these folks just want to come over here, and whether they know somebody or find somebody or just whatever, blend. But that's a burden on every city, county, township, every state. That isn't something we can just say fine. Because if you don't have a border, you don't have a country. I mean, that's just all there is to it. And you're right. I think these people in McAllen and Del Rio, where I was, along the border, they feel like their neighbors 50 miles north don't care, let alone North and South Dakota and everywhere else. They just feel like out of sight, out of mind, not my problem.
But we do. But we do. We just don't know what to do and how to help them. I mean, I manage five states, and I'm sitting here thinking to myself, I will take my vacation. I will go down to Texas right now, and I will help. I've got the blessings from the people who own the company to do that if we need to do that. But I got to tell you, I'm starting to feel like, you know, Mujahideen right now. You put in your, you know, you take your time, you put in your crop, and then you, if you got to go fight, you got to go fight. God, I hope it doesn't get to that. But how close are we to that?
I'm going to say, you don't have to go down there and open fire. I mean, first of all, this is a powder keg that's going to explode. And I don't doubt that the best thing Joe Biden and Kamala Harris could get right now is some vigilantism down there. In fact, the county judge from Valverde County yesterday told me, here's the kind of questions he gets from the residents. What I'm getting from the county judge down there is he's getting questions like the following from his residents. Can I shoot these people through the door? Shoot them through the door? And he has to say, no. That's a one-way ticket to jail. But you open the door and then you shoot. I mean, that's the conversations that are going on down there right now. And I have a hard time not empathizing with them.
Yeah, but why do we have to shoot? Why can't our government step in either state? Texas, my understanding, has a state defense force. It's not a National Guard. It's not a federal, you know, situation. Can't they mobilize that? And shouldn't South Dakota, North Dakota, Kansas, Nebraska be looking?
Well, Dallas doesn't care. Dallas doesn't care. Houston doesn't care. The major population centers don't care.
Isolate Houston and Dallas. That's what they do to us. Ignore them and do what we got to do.
Yeah. No. And by the way, guess what San Antonio's mad about right now? The fact that Del Rio is sending people from Del Rio to San Antonio to get an airplane there because some of them might stay there. So Del Rio is now getting grief and guff from San Antonio. It's just unbelievable. Mike, I think your sentiment is one we all share. I don't know that every Joe, Tom, Dick, and Harry needs to go down right now, but I think if enough media go down there, Patriot media, tell the story, see for themselves, people will awake, and the elected leaders will have to do so.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kwok is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Join Piper's Auctioneers for these upcoming farm equipment auctions in Sioux Falls, Steele, Bowman, Jamestown, Bowdoin, Marmoth, Lear, Raleigh, and Bismarck. In March, Piper's will be hosting the two-day Western Dakota equipment auction in Bowman, featuring the Charlie Hilton and Abercrinkie retirements, followed by the premier Reuben and Clarice Lichty Farm Retirement Auction in Jamestown. Inventory is updated daily on all Piper's equipment auctions, including the quarterly timed online-only auctions and our multiple regional equipment auctions in North and South Dakota. Get all details and information at Piper's.com.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, it's What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Piper's Auction Company. Boy, Kevin's having a blast, Scotty, with that that America's the podcast he's doing. It was America's Land Auctioneer.
He is, and they're busy folks. Brand new show, 7 a.m. Saturdays, tune it in. AM 970, AM 1100, 550 K-Fire, KTGO, America's Land Auctioneer, Saturday mornings at 7. But, of course, the machinery auction's coming up, the land auction's coming up. Pipers.com, call for a catalog, check it out. The author of Hold Texas, Hold the Nation, Victory or Death, Colonel Alan West, former member of Congress, now the party chair of the Republican Party of Texas, joins us minutes before he holds a press conference after his time on the border today at Laredo, Texas. Alan, how are you, sir?
I'm doing very well, Scott. How are you today?
Well, we've just been talking to our listeners about what you and I both have seen in different places over the last few days, and I sense a great deal of trepidation from people all the way up where we talk to folks every day in the upper Midwest, North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. What message do you have for folks far removed from the border about how bad it is down there?
Well, it's a very serious situation. It is chaotic. It's a crisis situation that had been resolved. Now, all of a sudden, this has exploded into something that is not being managed properly, and there's a level of incompetence there. But what has to be distressing to all of us is that we are watching the implementation of based upon the executive orders of, you know, President Biden. This is not something that was done by legislative action. This is something that was completely done by one person, and taking a position as a ruler and a dictator, not trying to govern. And there's been an abdication of President Biden's roles and responsibilities with securing our border, which affects the sovereign state of Texas, the safety and security of the people that are here, such as where I am in Laredo, but all along the Rio Grande Valley, to include all Americans. So everyone needs to be highly disturbed and concerned about what we see happening.
I told our listeners that I've been playing a game of ping pong with Karl Rove about the situation down there, and basically what he's saying is states have absolutely no legal power to enforce federal immigration laws unless the power to retain is specifically and individually given in specific by federal law enforcement. How could any county or state hold anyone except in the case of another crime being committed? It's like the wave the white flag, throw in the towel is what you're getting from the establishment. What do you say to that?
Well, I say that you need to read Article 1, Section 10, Clause Number 3 of the Constitution, which clearly says the actions that states can take in case of an invasion. And I think that when you have people crossing your border that you have not invited in, they're doing so illegally, that's an invasion. And the Constitution, the Founding Fathers talked about an imminent danger. Texas is the number one state for human and sex trafficking. You think about the drug cartels, how they're benefiting from this, the drug trafficking that is coming across the border. All of the things, the people that are coming here that are on terrorist watch list countries that are crossing into the border. So that's an imminent danger, and it says they can do, states can do so without the admit of delay. So the states are given the ability, because we are sovereign states, to protect themselves, secure themselves. And Texas has a 1,200-mile border that it shares with a foreign country. So I think that the Constitution lays it out pretty clear. And last time I checked, Scott, we still live in a constitutional republic, and we're supposed to abide by the rule of law.
I have to tell you, I guess I've lost track of Texas politics. You know, you hear about a Beto O'Rourke here and there, but for the most part, all I've considered that Texas, you know, very much a kindred spirit to North Dakota. Texas, number one oil-producing state in the country. North Dakota, number two. Good, hard-working folks, agriculture, farming, ranching, oil-producing, right? But I'm appalled at what I'm seeing in response to this crisis. Why is Texas not taking this more seriously, not from the rank and file, but from its elected leaders?
Well, you got to talk to those elected leaders about that. I can only tell you what I'm trying to do here and what I see many people on the ground wanting to have happen here. They want action. And again, this comes back to understanding that we are sovereign states and we should be taking action to protect the people, their lives and their livelihoods. You talk to the people down here in Laredo, and they have big concerns about what is going on. And you're right. We don't want them to believe that they have been just completely abandoned. They get to feel that from the federal government and the Biden administration, but we don't want them to feel that from the state of Texas. So we've got a National Guard for a reason. We have all of these assets and resources, and we need to look at what we can do to secure that border and make sure that we are cutting off this stem, this flow of illegal immigration into the great state of Texas.
Tell you what worries me is it's a powder keg down there right now. It was with the county judge yesterday who said that the citizens are asking, can we shoot these people through the door? Of course, the answer to that is no, but the response was, well, just open the door then. It's a powder keg. You know, people are having this thing stolen. They're having people ransacking their homes. They're coming through their property. It's scary. I know you're a man of faith, and I've asked people to pray. I mean, that's one thing we can do no matter where we're at about this. But beyond that, what do you suggest people do?
Well, that's the important thing, is that people are starting to be concerned about how do I protect myself when they see that everyone is abdicating their role and responsibility from the federal government level, and they're starting to believe at the state level. So what can the local municipalities do? What can an individual do? I have friends that live along the border, and they tell me about, you know, coming out, and there are illegals at their barn. You know, people have told me that they have awakened early in the morning. They have people in their house, in their kitchens, and what have you. So we have got to do something, but I tell you, we've got to empower our local law enforcement first and foremost, and we've got to see this is a crisis situation, and the state has to take action.
Well, we're glad the Patriot like you is on that wall. We're looking forward to talking to you more and getting some kindred spirits in North Dakota and Texas together. Thank you, Colonel.
a trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess, a global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota, working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.